All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. The Los Angeles Clippers have found themselves getting off to a very hot start for this NBA season. As through 13 games, their record is 11-2. The Clippers are on pace for their first 60-win season in franchise history. But the bigger question is, will the Clippers be able to do anything with it? You're talking about a Clippers franchise that has never made it past the conference semifinals. This dates back to their time as the San Diego Clippers and also as the Buffalo Braves. You go back to 2015 after the Clippers knocked off the San Antonio Spurs in the first round of the NBA playoffs. They had a 3-1 lead in their Western Conference semifinal series against the Houston Rockets before they would go on to lose the final 3 games of that contest. Now, injuries really took away from what the Clippers wanted to do last year in the postseason, but this time around, you're seeing a more focused Clippers team as they're really concentrating on the half-court game. They're really not worried about Lob City so much. You look at Chris Paul, who is still one of the better point guards in the NBA. You have Blake Griffin, who has really emerged to be a good scoring threat and not just a dunker for this team. DeAndre Jordan is still one of the better rebounders in basketball. Of course, the Clippers have one of the better six men in the NBA and shooting guard Jamal Crawford. You also look at the addition of Maurice Spates, which gives the Clippers more size up front. And this is a Clippers team, more importantly, they are dedicated to playing defense, and that is going to be a big part of what they can do this season, as the 95 points per game that they are averaging right now, giving up, is third in the NBA. Now, you look at the Clippers already this season. They have road victories over the Portland Trailblazers, Memphis Grizzlies, San Antonio Spurs, and Oklahoma City Thunder, and that is definitely nothing to sneeze about. They still have 4 meetings with the Golden State Warriors, and they also have 3 more with the Spurs. And that's definitely going to define their season. And I say that because those are the 2 teams that the Clippers have to get through if they expect to win the Western Conference this season. Now, will the Clippers be able to keep it up? We'll have to wait and see. But first and foremost, they have to find a way to stay healthy. Like I said before, injuries really did them in last season, and they have to avoid that this time around. They have to keep Griffin, Jordan, and Paul healthy, and on top of that, it is their role players. You also want to see what acquisition or acquisitions that the Clippers might make between now and the NBA trade deadline, and you have to be careful with that because you can bring in a quality player, but the last thing that you want to do is affect team chemistry, and right now the Clippers have plenty of team chemistry. So I think this is a great start for them. And will they be able to keep it up? We'll have to wait and see. But unfortunately for the Clippers, winning a whole bunch of games in the regular season is one thing. What are you going to be able to do in the postseason when the chips are on the table? And at some point, you have to find a way to beat the Spurs and Warriors in a 7-game series. They've already proven that they can beat San Antonio in a 7-game series. Now they're more than likely going to have to do it again. And an easier way to get there, first and foremost, you have to try to knock the Warriors off of that top spot in the Pacific Division. They interplay with a 1/2-game lead over Golden State for first place in the Pacific Division tonight. But the bottom line is, will they be able to keep it up? We'll just simply have to wait and see. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 11 in the National Football League season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.